Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
I'm delighted to have Danielle Blevin joining me again today. Yesterday, we started the conversation that I had met Danielle on October 8th when I was at the Supreme Court for oral arguments on the Harris Funeral Home case. The court will decide if the definition of sex should be changed to include sexual orientation. Danielle is from Patrick Henry College, a journalism student, and she works for their school paper, The Herald, in looking for meaningful stories. Welcome again, Danielle.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Danielle, as we talked about you coming and just observing what was happening, I think the first question that I want to ask you as a young person, how do you view the importance of biology being permanent in the definition of sex?
For me as a young person, I mean, I've personally struggled with anxiety and many other things. As a college student, life is very changeful. Like, a lot of things happen and there's a lot of uncertainty in life as you're growing. And if your gender or your sex is something that you believe is not even foundational, it can change. That would be devastating. Your sex, gender is a foundational reality and it's an objective one. And if it's subjective, that lays the ground for what is objective. You know, can I change whatever I want? If I can change my gender, that means that I can change reality. And that leads just down a really long slippery slope.
Well, I really love your perspective. And I think often, particularly youthful people, it's something in our society that's being discussed so much, and it is a sensitive topic. We want to invite our listeners to go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and download a free gender resource guide to be able to assist you in having difficult, tough conversations, but on the truth that we are designed in the image of God. Join us again tomorrow as we talk more with Danielle about what she observed on October 8th outside of the Supreme Court.